Hi, how's it going?
Good. And you are Zachary Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool.
Yes, hi.
All right, so I'm a sub-host, and I'm learning about you, so tell us all about yourself and your subject, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do so, and thanks so much for having me on.
Our pleasure.
Your listeners today. My name is Zachary Taylor. I'm the director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance, and I wanted to come on the program today to talk a little bit about holiday shopping. Obviously, Black Friday was not too long ago, and Cyber Monday as well. Obviously, with more people shopping online than ever before, a lot of consumers are probably seeing more and more packages at their door with those special holiday gifts. But along with that comes plastic wraps and films and packaging that they may not know how to dispose of. And we wanted to highlight that much of that is recyclable and easily so.
And what about about cardboard?
Cardboard obviously is recyclable too. You know, our focus at the Alliance is on plastic film recycling as well as representing the U.S. manufacturers and recyclers of plastic bags. And so what consumers need to know about those bags and film is you have to look for the chasing arrow symbol. It'll have a 2 or a 4 in it, and if it's stretchy, thin plastic, whether it's those air pillows that we're increasingly seeing from e-commerce deliveries or other wraps that are keeping things safe in transit, those can be recycled, but it's important consumers know that they have to take them back to grocery stores and retailers for the store take-back program.
All right, so let me stop you here. We've got to go back and forth. Okay, so when I get my garbage, I've got all this different plastic, and where I live in Watertown, they're just telling us to take all the plastic and put it in the blue can. And why do I have to take it back to the grocery store if I have the blue can for recycling from my garbage provider?
So that's a good point. It's important to know that not all plastic can be recycled curbside. In fact, many of the recycling facilities prefer to not have thin film plastics go that way, and retailers have an easy and convenient way for consumers to drop off those kinds of plastics right back at the store.
All right, tell us about the numbers that you talked about before so we learn how to ID this stuff.
Absolutely. So you want to look for thin plastics that are stretchy. Many of them, whether it's pouches that come in the mail with maybe a T-shirt or two from a retailer or the air pillows that come in your packaging, they'll have a logo somewhere on there that says 2 or 4 inside those chasing arrows we're all familiar with. Many people mistake that for the recycling sign, but it actually designates what kind of plastic that is. If it's stretchy film plastic with a 2 or a 4 on it, it can go back to store take-back bins at retailers, grocery stores, Target, Walmart. You have it next time you're at the store. Very, very easy, very convenient. And that makes sure it goes doesn't go to the landfill, and it goes to the right to the recycling stream that ARPBA members use to make new bags and other companies use to make composite lumber, railroad ties, playground equipment, and even it's being used in asphalt now. So a lot of new life for these products, as long as they're recycled properly.
All right, so when you go back to the grocery store, is it in the area where you put the bottles and all that stuff as well?
It usually is, yes. I'd encourage consumers to give their local retailer a call to make sure they're running that program and where they can find it to make sure it goes in the right spot so they can get back in that circular economy and promote more recycling and just a more sustainable economy.
Now, this is a good lesson because I take all the plastics and put them in the blue can, and I hadn't heard this before, so this was really good. So what else you got?
So, yeah, and that's an important point, too. I'd encourage consumers to call their local recycling authority. In some places, they can accept that curbside, but you want to make sure you're doing it the right way. And that goes for cardboard as well. Certainly know a lot more about plastic and film recycling, but want to make sure that I think everyone wants to be as sustainable as possible these days. And so making sure that we're educating ourselves and finding out the answers on how to dispose of that properly is really important.
All right. In Connecticut, the grocery stores want to charge you for a grocery bag now, and many of them give you these plastic bags, and I don't know if they stretch enough. But where do the grocery plastic bags fit into your story today?
Yeah, so same thing. They should have a label somewhere on there that'll tell you either the 2 or the 4, or increasingly we're seeing labels with more clear instructions, right? Many of the air pillows that I mentioned that folks are probably familiar with when they order something online, that actually has an insignia on there that says take back to store to recycle. And that's something that the industry is really excited about because it helps make things clearer for consumers. And also, you know, one of the things that the industry has done is, you know, ARPBA members voluntarily set standards for themselves to increase the amount of recycled content in their products in the years ahead. But part of that requires us going out and talking to consumers and making sure they know that these products can be recycled. So there's that stream of recycled content that can get new life and new bags and some of the other products I mentioned.
Yeah, that sounds great. Tell me a little more about this ARPB, what it stands for. And I know you said it already. And am I guessing that this is the manufacturers themselves trying to take care of their own products that are done already and that they end up back in the right place. Is that the point?
Absolutely. You've got it right. We are the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance, and we represent the U.S.-based manufacturers and recyclers of plastic bags and film. And you're absolutely right. The group was founded in 2005, focused on promoting the industry and its products, but also helping to educate consumers on how to recycle and promote a more circular economy. And that's really important to us. Sustainability is really the core of our mission. Without a sustainable business, we won't have a sustainable future. So
makes sense.
That's important to us.
So this is your businesses themselves trying to make sure this stuff ends up in the right place and to do the right thing.
Absolutely. And that's why recycling for all these plastic films is so important, because it helps divert these products from the landfill and gives them an opportunity for new life.
This takes a lot of training, because I know I'm spoiled. I get two garbage cans. One's regular for garbage, one's for the everything that I answered. But now you've just split me up that I actually probably need a third, maybe not a biggest can in my garage, so that I can find these stretchy film plastics and stuff the T-shirts and things that come in, and look for the number two or four arrows and put those separately and then bring them back to the store.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Wow.
And again, in certain municipalities, there are an increasing number that do have options for convenient recycling of those films. But it's most convenient, I think, to take it back to the grocery store. But again, consumers should reach out to their local municipality and make sure they know how best to recycle all kinds of different products, because it really does vary from location to location.
All right. Now
go ahead.
No, you go.
I'm just going to encourage your listeners, if they're trying to find a location where they can recycle this stuff, they can visit our website, www.bagalliance.org. Right at the top of the page, there's a link to click to find a recycling center near you. You plug in your zip code, and it should tell you where you can go.
Really cool. Wow. I'm looking at this thing, and the other thing is, I don't mean to sound like a dodo here, but would you repeat all the different products that come from the recycling? Because that sounds very interesting to me. It's amazing that you can take this stuff that came in the mail in a bunch and it goes into becomes modern products. Repeat those again, please, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll walk through the entire chain. So if you take plastic retailer grocery bags, air pillows, plastic pouches, other number two or four plastic films like the wrap around your toilet paper maybe or paper towels, bread bags, you take that back to the store. It goes back to ARPBA members and others who then recycle it into material that can be reused and recycled into new bags, playground equipment, railroad ties, composite decking, or even increasingly asphalt now. There's a lot of innovation happening in this space, and it's a really exciting time. And that's why we're out here talking to consumers, trying to encourage them to make sure that this stuff doesn't go to the landfill. It gets back in the circular economy and can create that feedstock that our companies need to increase the amount of recycled content in their products.
Wow. Okay, audience, if you don't like potholes... give your stretchy bags back, as they can make asphalt to fill in potholes, and the decking material. And who doesn't want to have a deck on their back deck? Oh my God, or a new deck. All right. So if you have another minute, do you have a couple more minutes?
Absolutely, Tom.
All right. Let me play a couple commercials. And we'll come back and rewrap. See if you have any other new information. And stay with us, Zachary. And this is Tom Hill on Talk of the Town. Steve will be back Monday.